The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx, and it's sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design, from djosephdesign.com. If you need a website design, presentation design, cover art for your podcast, or even want help starting a podcast, please give me a call or send me an email through all the normal means that we share in the episode, and I can do that for you. It's what I do professionally. So check out my portfolio at djosephdesign.com and let me make something look great for you. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
the Ugly Christmas Sweater Foundation.
Wow. It sounds like you're a little bit bitter about a gift you got from grandma.
Your mom is bitter?
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 60. Somebody's unzipping things.
I like beef. I like oriental. And I like chicken curry. Yeah. I'll eat it with meat. I might be sinful, but I like the noodles cause they're curly.
Welcome to another crazy episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel J. Lewis. And joining me in the studio is my very festive Christmas-wearing sweater.
Christmas-wearing sweater. I am now a sweater, and I am wearing Christmas.
My sweater friend, homage to dead, very poorly done podcast that was a big letdown.
Oh,
Jeremy. What? Also known as Fleegon.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Also, my sweater is in no way Christmas or ugly.
Well, there was a podcast called Sweater Friends, and It was from the Engadget Gizmodo or something like that.
I remember hearing about that.
And it was supposed to be this hilarious podcast. I watched it, and it was animated, but it was basically like Twit, just animated and with worse quality microphones.
Yeesh.
And a couple people had accents.
They had axes?
No.
That sounds pretty quality to me.
That's Axe Cop.
Right.
Seriously, you should check out Axe Cop. And for this one line alone, I think it was in episode 3 of Axe Cop. And they threw Unicorn, or they threw Unibaby into the giant robot.
Unibaby.
Sorry. Yeah. It's a baby with a unicorn on its head, and they call it Unibaby.
Oh. Wow.
Or not a unicorn.
I was trying to imagine it.
His head is like an entire unicorn.
Goat head. Oh, man.
Goat head baby. Unicorn head baby. That song, by the way, in the intro, was
the intro song.
That was the Ramen Noodles song by Ryan Enk, and the link to that will be in the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/60.
Ryan Ick?
Enk.
Enk?
Enk. E-N-K. Ryan Enk. Oh. I think there's a better quality recording of it out there, but still, I thought it was fun.
It was one of his
early recordings. Yeah. Try and get his views way up because they're not very high right now. So this is the podcast where we tell funny stories, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. Welcome back, because it's been a little while. We took a little Christmas break, New Year's break, and bathroom break. And
more than one, probably.
Unless you've got issues.
Right.
We weren't too regular with the podcast.
Anyway, I didn't mean to go there.
Go.
Yeah.
But we do have a sponsor this week. Speaking of going there and things having to do with bathrooms.
Goasis is finally sponsoring us?
No, I wish they were. Oh. But instead, I want to tell you about a site called rantrace.com. It's like ratrace.com, but there's an N in there. Rantrace.com. It's a place where you can go and vent and rant away with your opinions, troubles, peeves, and frustrations. You just get on, click submit, and rant away.
Get on.
Or if you make a rant profile or connect with your Facebook, all of your rants will be associated with your rant profile on Facebook. And I don't know why you would want to do that, but you can if you want to. I suggest you not allow your boss on your Facebook profile if you do this.
This is a sponsor.
You can save your favorites and share rants on Facebook and Twitter. So if you see anything funny, share it, tweet it, whatever. You can read and vote for rants, moving them up and down. Eventually, all of these rants will be collected into a book to form the top 10,000 rants based on votes and acknowledged by the top ranters on the site. So if you want to move up on the site, then rant a lot. The site is really easy to use and built with simplicity because, after all, they probably don't want people ranting about how hard their site is to rant on. So please check out the site at rantrace.com and rant and rave and vent and share pet peeves on it and share those pet peeves with your friends and tell them to go to rantrace.com and laugh with some of the stuff that's on there. So anyway, check it out. Add some intelligence to the rants on there. Visit rantrace.com. Well, now, speaking of checking it out, it's time for this. Check it out. Funny stuff that's happened within the last couple weeks. Jeremy, why don't you start us off?
Well, there has been violence within the last couple of weeks. Really, just this year. It's been a violent year so far, and we're only on day three of 2011. I had dinner with some friends at a local restaurant. They were passing through town. And this was on the first, so the very first day of the year. Mm-hmm. And we're in there, and I hear someone shout a profane name. And I figured he was watching sports on TV. He was a little way across the restaurant. And I looked his direction and I said, and he slightly raised voice. I said, "Oh, really?" Well, I'm glad that I wasn't louder because the next thing I know, I'm hearing breaking glass.
Yikes.
Apparently, from what our waitress told us, he punched out a small pane of glass in the door. Whether this was over sports, I'm not sure. It sounded like someone was getting in a fight. It was scary for a moment. I was slightly embarrassed. I was telling my friends, I swear I didn't bring you to a rough place. I don't know what's going on.
And then a fight broke out and all of this stuff. And that's when Jeremy had to showcase his mad pink fluffy unicorn fighting skills.
That didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Also, yesterday had some violence.
Meaning January 2nd.
Yes. I went to lunch with some friends from church after lunch. After church, not after lunch. It was second lunch. And toward the end of our eating time, one of the guys jumped up and said he was on the phone, and he said somebody was trying to kick down his front door of his apartment. And he was saying something about having a shotgun. I was slightly fearful for the situation, and honestly, I don't know what happened after that. I didn't go.
Like, he had a shotgun with him? Those are kind of hard to conceal.
I'm going to say it was in his vehicle.
Did he have really long arms?
One of them was kind of stiff, now that you mention it. He never bent his elbow. it's been a violent, so far, no actual violence that I can think of in my life today. Was there any violence?
We could start.
The night is young. It's only 7:20 as we're recording this. I could hit you. I guess that would keep the record going.
And then I'll go rant about it on a website.
I do have one more update.
Ooh,
and
you're
this
full
is,
of it today.
I am full of it. This is thankfully not violence related. And it involves you.
Uh-oh.
My dad was telling me that he took my mom to the grocery store. And he was sitting in the car.
Uh-huh.
And you pulled in next to him or across from him.
I did?
Mm-hmm. It may have been across or something.
Or did he say across?
No, he didn't say
across. Okay,
crossed.
Good for him.
And he was waving at you, and you were looking his direction. He was waving quite a lot, and you didn't see him. And Jenny was in the car the entire time you were in the store, and she never saw him either. Not that she's met him, but...
Did he honk his horn as we were driving away?
I don't know. I guess he may have.
Because if it's the incident I'm thinking of... Someone right in front of us honked their horn as we were driving away.
He said, you got out of the car, you went inside, you came back out, you got in, and you left, and neither of you ever noticed his wild waving.
I just said to Jenny, Jenny, there's this weird man across the way. I think we better go. This isn't a safe place to shop.
Whatever you do, don't look at him.
I completely don't remember. All I remember is some car honking at us as we left, and I kind of joked a little bit with Jenny. I thought of joking. I think it was kind of one of those things that played out in my mind, and I decided it wasn't funny enough to play out in real life. But that happens a lot.
That explains a lot.
I thought of something like they honked at me. I must have cut them off somehow. Here in a parking lot where nobody is moving yet. And then that's when I realized, oh, this isn't as funny as I thought it could be.
And yet here it is. Part of the show, the first show of the year.
So my random noodle update. I was at the grocery store the other day, and there was this crazy man waving his arms at me. And then he punched out a window.
In my car.
And he yelled profanities at me.
But I still never looked at him.
I just had a funny thought in my mind, but I decided not to do it. Now, this last week has, our last couple weeks, have had a few funny things that have happened during the time. And one of these things is, we asked for lots of people's feedback, and you know what we got?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nada?
So I learned in the last couple weeks that when I want people's feedback, to let them know lots of time in advance that I want their feedback. But speaking of feeding things, Christmas recently and New Year's, we had plans to go to a New Year's Eve party at a friend's house. And this particular afternoon or evening, we were shopping. And I'm not sure about you, Jeremy, but probably husbands out there can relate to this with me. I don't like shopping. I hate, and in fact, most of the time, I hate shoppers. And when I'm a shopper, I hate myself. But when I shop, I do have this like attention span that after a certain amount of time, my brain just starts to shut down when I'm shopping. Yes. And when I'm shopping alone, I turn into like just zombie mode and end up buying things that I don't need, or my shopping takes even longer than it should sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I don't shop alone as much anymore now that I'm married.
Aww.
But what does happen is, unfortunately, when my brain shuts down when we're shopping, that's when my wife's brain takes over and we continue shopping. And as she just said it in the chat room, which, by the way, is over at theramennoodle.com/live Monday nights, she said, he looks kind of like a robot who died. Yeah, I just mentally kind of shut down and decide that I'm done shopping.
I know that feeling.
But sometimes she takes over for me, and that kind of makes me shut down a little bit more. Well, this last Friday, New Year's Eve, we were shopping, and I told her, I've been trying to communicate well. So I just told her recently that my brain is shut down. I think we should just go. So she recognized that. So we decided to go, but there were just a couple other quick little stops that we wanted to make along the way. And I just thought, well, if we can be super fast, then we'll go ahead and do it. But I was in this brain shutdown mode. So at this stoplight, I saw this opening, and I am an aggressive driver. I'm a skilled driver. Some people would say there's a difference between skilled and good driver. Well, I'm a skilled driver. And so I saw this opening and I decided to go for it. And since I wanted to be in kind of a hurry, and this was still during like rush hour and traffic and stuff, I pulled quickly into this lane. But before pulling into the lane, I unfortunately hit a sidewalk along the way.
Oh.
And at first I'm just thinking, oh good, it only scraped the side of the car. And then I start hearing the thunk, 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 thunk.
Like, I'm done driving. Jenny, take over.
The car shut down too. The tire is tired.
The car looked like a robot who had died.
The tire said, I'm done. Let's go. Someone else do this for me. And it was, now Jenny says that she heard a hissing first, which I completely didn't hear, but I guess she could hear the little snakes leaking out of the tires.
And not having bought any snakes while in robot mode.
Well, no, I fill my tires with snakes. It is far better for mileage than nitrogen.
Because it would be.
Yeah, the snakes just keep slithering inside, and it helps the wheels move better.
Centrifugal force?
Yeah.
You don't even need gas. Snake trifugal force. For some of that. Right. Right.
The National Academy of Sciences do not endorse anything we say or theorize.
Ever.
So I pull over into, of all places to change a tire, I pull into a bank parking lot. So it was the closest spot. Thankfully, it's my bank. It's where I have an account.
You have a bank?
Yes.
You have been holding out on me.
I have this account in this bank. So we pulled under this light, and I'm...
Was it dark outside?
Yes, it was.
Just want to make sure it was relevant.
I get out of the car and Jenny gets out with me too. And so I proceed to change the tire. And it's getting cold. It's thankfully not raining, but it's dark. And we're in front of this bank. And the bank is closing.
That's so creepy.
And the employees come out and they look over at us. They don't come over or anything. Jenny's sitting on the sidewalk where they can see her from the bank, but they can't see me changing the tire.
You could be bank robbers.
And yeah, and Jenny said that they looked over this direction, and then one of them picked up the phone. And so we start wondering, like, is someone going to call the police on us? This is true. This would be a good way to rob a bank. And I'm going through these scenarios in my mind, actually, of if I wanted to rob the bank and this is my distraction to get there, how would I do that? Huh? But then every car that comes up, I ask Jenny, is that the police? That the police?
Is that the police?
So I am putting the car up on this jack, and it's one of these tiny little jacks that is not fit to pick up a car, but that wheel was on kind of weird, and I tried to pull it off. Well, in the process, I know how to change a tire, and I know how to do it delicately.
Delicately?
Yeah. So okay. I tried to pull this tire off. It wouldn't come off. So I realized I need to raise the jack higher because the tire is still on the ground somehow. So I stepped back from the car just in time for it to collapse on itself because I gave it a little too much momentum.
You were a little too delicate.
Yeah. No. When I pulled the tire off of, or tried to pull the tire off, it shook the car enough that this delicate little
so-and-so
jack on it just dropped the car, which then, because I had the spare tire leaning up against the car, meant that the spare tire rubbed against the side of this car as it's falling and knocked off some of the sides of the car. And
you knocked off the side of your car?
Yes, the entire side of it.
This car, not your car? Was it stolen?
My car.
Were you guys criminals? After all, just not the bank robbing kind?
I had to rob the bank afterward just to get enough money to pay for the damages.
That's great.
Yeah, and after that, I, like, while I'm putting on the car, the tire.
I've always wanted to see you wear a car.
Oh, Halloween. Actually, I once had this great idea for a Halloween costume. Anyway, after I finished putting on the tire and everything, I looked over in Jenny and just said, let's just go home. I'm done. Oh, so that goodness. Was my sad but true story from the last week.
See, seeing the humor in that is what makes this show great.
Yes. But the crazy thing is, I've changed tires before, so it wasn't like...
Delicately, just like Dad taught you to do.
Yes. My bomber pilot, Air Force bomber pilot father taught me how to do things delicately. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's part of what makes us podcasters. Like we say, when life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing.
And make lemonade.
Yes, and make amateur nade.
That doesn't sound good.
Make life aid. No, this is going downhill fast. But speaking of going downhill...
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
This week's weekly noodleism...
That's redundant!
Simultaneous sound effect. That's awesome!
I could always do that before.
I know, but you overlapped them so smoothly like a real pro, and I'm totally ruining it by pointing it out.
You are. Let's be professional again and carry on.
Let's be professionally funny.
Yes. You've heard this phrase, no doubt. Not no doubt, but...
I have heard that phrase.
Yeah, we hear it a lot from one of our friends.
Quickly moves to preempt that.
We hear this a lot from teenagers, or especially teenagers from the 90s.
Dude.
Is the phrase, eat your heart out.
That's not a teenage
80s,
phrase.
80s.
Oh, sorry. Sure, maybe that.
It was in the 80s. I was thinking of a movie that had the phrase, eat your heart out, a lot in it. And I realized, I think that was from the 80s
this
or 90s.
This is the third decade since the 80s. We're getting old.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. Because you're a little bit older than I am.
Your mom's older than I am. And you.
Ooh. Well.
Thankfully.
That was whatever. So eat your heart out. You know, the phrase is supposed to mean that it's something you're supposed to be jealous of, or something that you should compete with, or like saying, suffer that. And
suffer that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go about saying suffer that to people just like, to get at them.
Like an old English.
I'm going to cut someone off in traffic. Suffer that.
Suffer my dust. But in this world of Chuck Norris, I suggest that the phrase eat your heart out should mean literally that you pluck your heart out of your chest, kind of like they do in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You pluck your heart out, you twist it, and you lick it, you stick it back together, and then you eat it just like an Oreo cookie.
Oh.
And then you put it back in your heart, in your chest.
See, I don't think you can pluck your heart out. I think that it would be a bit more involved than plucking.
Well, in Indiana Jones, the guy just had super sharp fingernails or something.
I don't know that I remember this scene to which you were referring, and I'm happy about that.
I wasn't allowed to watch Temple of Doom for most of my life.
Doom, 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 doom.
But eat your heart out. Who on earth invented that phrase anyway? Don't say your mom.
I thought about it and dismissed it quickly. I don't know.
Why on earth would you want to eat your heart out? It's supposed to do important things, like keep you alive. I suppose if you're starving.
I don't think anyone saw it as a good thing, because you don't say, I'm going to eat my heart out. Woo-hoo!
Eat your heart out could also mean that you are supposed to eat so much, like at Thanksgiving and Christmas, you eat so much that your heart literally pops out of your chest as if it's a chest burster from the Alien movie.
What kind of movies do you watch?
That one just came to mind as...
This ain't Taiki.
Oh, crap. I ingested an alien. Oops, I ate so much. My heart is like literally popping out.
I'm like a robot who has died and now my heart's coming out. I don't know. Then you'd be the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
So next time someone uses the phrase, eat your heart out, I suggest you repeat the scene from Indiana Jones and proceed to literally pluck and eat your heart out. And if that is a little bit too hard for you, if you don't have fingernails long enough, then I suggest you eat so much that your heart pops out, or that your heart jumps into your throat, and whatever that means.
But overall, we don't wish death on our listeners, overall.
And if you're Chuck Norris, then he eats everyone else's hearts out. There was this Flash video game once where, like, you fight as Chuck Norris, and you do these sidekicks and all of these, you know, Chuck Norris things to kill people. But you got extra points and extra life if you punched out their hearts and ate it.
That's lovely.
At the point when I discovered that in the game, I decided, this isn't for me. Eat your heart out. I ate your heart out. No.
Ew.
Yeah, you.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew! I'm over the heart-eating bit. I'm starting to feel queasy.
Speaking of queasy...
A bad connection.
So last time we asked people to send us your funny holiday stories. We got none. So again, we're asking you, send us your funny holiday stories. However, I do have some hangover episodes or some hangover feedback.
Hold over. Look up hangover for the last time, but probably not really.
I just like saying hangover. It's a hangover feedback. Some stuff. Remember back around Thanksgiving, we asked people to share with us what they were thankful for. And I have a couple hangover replies from that. So I am sharing some of this with you. And this is because this is still holiday related, albeit Thanksgiving. This is from Alexandra. She says, well, you do know Thanksgiving is illegal this year. Apparently that was last year. So it's legal this year. My birthday and Thanksgiving are in the same day. And since my birthday is so important, you can't celebrate it with anything else. Duh. But if the world was celebrating Thanksgiving this year, which they're not, apparently they're celebrating her birthday, celebrated, I would be thankful for my indoor plumbing because the world would be gross and creepy without it. Light bulbs, because bathrooms are the scariest rooms in the house when there aren't lights involved.
And sometimes at other times.
And my family, because they're really scary. No, she says, because they feed me.
Oh, that's a great reason to love your family.
Because they feed me scary, gross food from dark bathrooms.
Because they feed me my heart. I mean, they feed my heart with happiness.
Thank you, Alexandra. And we also got a message from Ian, who apparently emails us a lot. Says, well,
what? Does he?
He does, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He says, I'm thankful for a podcast that I can throw into a pot of boiling water and it will become wet and noodly.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, iPods don't do well in boiling water.
Oh.
But you know what? They do blend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all very insightful.
Do you remember when Ian sent in an email about his story that he tried to show off to some girl in the gym and he ended up with a busted thumb and had to wrap it in bandages and gauze and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Scott, who signed himself as Sincerely Your Favorite Stud, because he goes by Stud in the chat room.
Finally, we have some clue to his identity.
Scott says, Dear the Ramen Noodle, thank you for including the word the. Dear the Ramen Noodle and beautiful co-host.
Gosh.
After listening to Ian from Indiana's story about wrapping his jammed thumb in gauze,
getting
a kick out of it, noodleism. then finding that his fly was unzipped,
oh, that's right.
I thought of a request for you. As life amateur experts, you decide if that is a good thing to be called or not. I thought you must have some good tips for XYZ situations. What are some funny things you can say to avoid awkwardness? Good or humorous excuses for having your zipper down. Is there anything that can be done besides being humiliated? Surely, if a better response existed, it would be a valuable skill to learn for everyone, everywhere. Sincerely, your favorite stud, Scott.
I'm speechless. I think I might just say to people, fly away. But they wouldn't know what that meant, so that would just really make the whole thing more awkward, because I'd be like, no, fly away. Dude, your fly's down! Oh, that was really loud, wasn't it?
No, he's saying, what are some things... Wait.
What?
I guess things you could say to your people.
Fly.
Yeah,
what?
Or if your fly is down, then what could you say to avoid the awkwardness or excuse it?
Perhaps, I must have forgotten this. What else can you say? Well, why would you even say that? Just
oops. You could say, I had a little accident and I wanted it to air dry.
You could not. You could not say that. Under no circumstance would that be appropriate. I'm going to take this very seriously.
You could say,
there, I like Winnie's. Didn't you know it's the newest fashion trend?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Actually, at one time it was.
What?
I think so. It was something that started in some gain in California, probably. Every trend starts in some gain.
If you're wearing your pants big enough to be a pants on the ground type of person, who cares what the fly is doing, because they're too low anyway.
Is that your new foul word? What the fly he's doing?
No, I didn't say he. I said is.
Oh, what the fly. You could also say, I got some new underwear and I just wanted to show it off.
You could say that.
Don't you think this color brings out my eyes?
You know what? Just don't even go there.
My back pocket fell off and that's where I keep my wallet.
Huh? What? No! No!
You could say, I'm waiting for an upgrade from the zipper department.
My eyes are wide right now, since you all can't see my expression. I just don't even know what else to say. I'm slightly terrified.
Or you could always turn it on them when they raise it to you. You could turn it around on them and set your mom's zipper is down.
No, no.
Oh, wait,
no.
That doesn't work.
No. No! You could say, so it's yours, and while they're looking, you could zip up.
But they've already noticed yours is down.
So what?
Or you could...
Then you could say, no, it wasn't. You were joking with me, I was joking with you.
Somebody's unzipping things.
That would be a good excuse. Someone must have run by and done this.
A little yard gnome ran by and he's known for unzipping pants. Or you could say that the magnetic forces in the current location are opposing your zipper to the point that it will simply not stay up.
You just go, darn magnetic field around the earth.
It's the buckyballs in my fucking oops. Wrong context to mention those. We're talking about the little magnetic toys that you can get that aren't actually not toys.
Oh my gosh.
What else could people say?
You could say, just give them a blank look and be like, have you ever heard the ramen noodle? Just say, start singing zippity doo dah.
Oh, yeah. Zippity-doo. Like as you zip up and down.
Nope.
So it'd be
nope. You should really see the hand motions that go with this.
It's just up and down, up and down. So those are some responses you can use, Scott. And anyone else who wants to embarrass themselves. Do you guys have any suggestions for this? This is a good question. What are some ways that people can excuse themselves for having their zippers down? Email that or any other feedback, especially, hey, send us your funny holiday stories to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. One other feedback here, and this is related to the holidays, kind of, but Jeremy, you will probably sympathize with this. Now, this time, Google is being a little less racist, and this time, this is Pac-Man called in.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Google now thinks he's Pac-Man, so
beep, yay. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Hey, this is Pac-Man, and I was just wondering about this whole conspiracy by Apple to keep the iPhone users out of church. Are they like jealous of the 1 to 5 hours that people turn off their phones, or what's the deal with that? Yeah, I mean, that is why the alarms chose a Sunday not to go off. I wonder if anyone was late for work today. Of course, I don't have an iPhone yet. Happy New Year. Okay, bye.
Your mom was late for work today.
I so would love to use that. That was the best time to use an excuse for being late to work. Is there's this really weird iPhone bug. Didn't you see it in the news that the alarm would go off or something?
Uh-huh.
Now, explain this iPhone bug for those who don't know about it, because I'm not quite sure. You have an iPhone.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, it didn't happen for you?
No, it did.
Oh, it did.
I don't know why. They never, all the articles that talk about it don't explain it. They're just like, non-recurring alarms don't work. They'll work again on the 3rd, which they didn't. They didn't work today if you made it repeat. And actually, no, he's wrong, actually. They stopped working on Saturday. Yeah, Sunday, weird. Mine actually went off because I knew about the bug by then, and I set them to repeat on a weekly basis, and apparently that just makes them go off. I don't know what's wrong. I don't get it. I don't rely solely on my iPhone's alarms anyway, because I require 3 in order to get up in the morning over the period of 30 to 45 minutes.
Next time you leave your fly down, you can say, oops, my iPhone has that new bug and it didn't remind me to rezip my fly when I got out of the restroom.
Oh, you connected it more than I was already going to use the iPhone bug as an excuse, but I wasn't going to connect it. I just, you know, just say, iPhone has a bug.
And just so say
my
iPhone.
Fly is down.
And yeah, that will be enough. Just say iPhone.
You iPhone!
Everybody, phone, iPhone. So we were going to, as our feature this week, we were going to talk funny stories about Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving, but we didn't get any funny stories from you people, you lovely people. So please send us your funny holiday stories. It could be from this last year or from any year. If you have a story, a funny story that is holiday related, please send it to us and we will include those in the next show if we get feedback by then. Send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. But you know what there is time for?
What?
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Happy New Year, you sissy wagons. It's time for another important lesson in achieving elite bachelor-necity. Have you set your New Year's resolutions this year? I suggest if you sissy wagons haven't gotten on the ball to do it yet, you better do it soon, and I want you to stick with it, because you know the dropout rate of those who make resolutions and don't stick through with them? It's staggering. Don't be like those other sissy wagons. Be your own elite bachelors and bachelorasses, bachelor people, ladies people that aren't bachelors. I want you to resolve. Make 5 resolutions this year. Number 1, resolve that you will change your bachelor status this year, if at all possible. If you're underage, seek the consultation of your parents. Number 2, it's time to eat something other than Doritos and drink something other than Mountain Dew or pizza, whether you eat or drink pizza. Number 3, find a new way to eat your ramen noodles. Try them baked, fried, cooked on the stove instead of the microwave. Number 4, listen to The Ramen Noodle. I like that podcast. It's good. And have a happy new year.
Oh, wow. Revolutions. Bachelorette is the word he was searching for.
Hey.
And
he might have celebrated the New Year's a little too much.
His
iPhone alarm didn't go off,
so he's a hangover.
Yeah, he was a hangover New Year's resolution, or maybe his fly was unzipped, and so he was a little distracted trying to zip his fly while telling us New Year's resolutions.
Can't talk and zip at the same time, I guess.
It's like walking, chewing gum, or walking and rubbing your stomach and patting your head and tweeting at the same time. It's hard to do, but some people have done it. So again, send us your feedback, your funny stories, answers to how you can excuse yourself for having your fly unzipped to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. And by the way, if you have a way to record yourself, like if you have an iPhone, or if you have any other kind of recorder, a microphone or something, go ahead and record it as an audio file and send it to us at feedback at noodle.mx. noodle.mx, and that will be a great way to record it and include it in the podcast. Some editing may be necessary for your protection and our sanity, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, where can people follow you on the internet?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon.
And you guys can follow me and should follow me, if you don't already, which you probably do, on Twitter.com/TheRamenNoodle. And also sign up for our email newsletter over at noodle.mx. It's on there. And remember that you can get the links to anything we mentioned, the sponsor and that video that's playing right now and played at the beginning, over at theramennoodle.com/60. Remember to send us your funny stories, comments, blah, 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 all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anything else as we close, Jeremy?
Your fly is down.
Oh, stink. It's because I got so distracted baking ramen noodles that I forgot. Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.